Welcome to Shout Out, out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out, broadcasting live from the Queen Shilling nightclub in Bristol. Today performing live, Singout Bristol, Freddie Williams and the wonderful Lucy Ray will be here. They're all going to be up here on the stage tonight, plus the wonderful Ruby Rawbone will be here because we've got tons of prizes to give away during the next hour. Why are we doing this? Well, it's Shout Out's fifth birthday. So hello, a very warm welcome to the Queen Shilling nightclub and to Shout Out's fifth birthday! So, and hello gang, can you give me some microphones? Say hello everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. We're here. We are here. You Natalie. Good evening.
Hello.
Oh dear. Oh dear. Manic start, isn't it? So now we are not the only ones here because we've got some prizes to give away tonight. We're being joined by someone very special who's somewhere out there in the audience. Shall we give her a call?
Yes, why not?
Go on then. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's the one and only Ruby Rawbone. Hello, my love. How are you? Orange. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, welcome. We're off to a rocking start here, aren't we? Right, I need you to do me a favour tonight.
Yeah, what's that?
We need you to give away some prizes for us. Okay. We've got loads of goodies to give away. We've got free roast dinners at the retreat. We've got afternoon tea for two at Chin Chin. We've got Amazon vouchers to give away, all sorts. And I'm going to need you to do it throughout the show. This is how we're going to let you know when you've got to run off. You think you missed that? I don't think you'll miss that anywhere in the club, will you? So,
no.
Now, before we get started, tell me a little bit about yourself. I believe you were semi-finalist.
Yeah, I've just come back fresh from Birmingham as Drag Idol semi-finalist representing Bristol in the South West.
Well, congratulations. Give him a round of applause. Her round of applause, I should say. You can't see if you're listening at home. You've got a beard, haven't you? Kind of Conchita style, I guess, but a bit of a bigger wig.
Bigger
wig. So, now listen, go and mingle, and we'll give you a shout when we're going to be performing and getting some prizes going.
Be there when no one's around. When you're in unfamiliar places, count on me through life's changes. I'm in tune with how you feel. Everything about this is real. When you're in unfamiliar places, count on me through life's changes. Know that you're find a home when you're in unfamiliar places. Count on me through life's changes.
This is Justin Utley wishing everyone at Shout Out Radio a happy 5th birthday.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
We are live at the Queen Shilling in Bristol, and we're celebrating our 5th birthday, and I'm very pleased to say I've got the guy that started the whole thing here with me. You'd normally catch him reading the news for us, but he's going to come and have a little chat with us. Tell us, how did it all start?
There's a whole prehistory to Shout Out, which we won't go into right now, but, you know, I've been involved in radio for quite a few years. When I was a teenager, I was on pirate radio, and then in 2004, Labour legalised community radio stations, and the first station to come on the air in Bristol was called BCFM in March 2007. And a couple of years after that, I had a period of illness. I was away at staying with my parents in Wales. And I just dreamt up this idea that BCFM could have an LGBT magazine programme, which...
But was there anything else like it at the time, though?
Not in Bristol. No, there wasn't anything else in Bristol. BCFM was doing lots and lots with different ethnic groups and so on. There was magazine programmes for the Somali, Sudanese community and so on. But there was nothing for the LGBT community. So I approached Mary Milton, who I knew through my partner, who is a fantastic sound recordist. And we put together this thing, which was horrendously called Outcast, because we couldn't think of any name.
I do remember Outcast, actually. That was kind of about the time I joined.
So. It was a terrible name. And then you came aboard and said, well, why not call it Shout Out? And after that, everything began to fall into place. And we put together this fantastic group of people. And the original concept was quite like Radio 4's Today programme gone gay. It was really weird. It was very news heavy. But then we kind of like made it more sort of with jingles and put pop music in it and so on. And the whole format began to get going. But initially BCFM just gave us 20 minutes on a lunchtime.
Yes, I remember. Our first ever show with Steve Satan, I think it was, wasn't it?
With the improbably named Steve Satan, who's still a BCFM presenter. Who's a really nice bloke, actually, despite his name. And he kind of nurtured us for a few weeks. And then it was such a success that the station manager at the time offered us 7 p.m. on a Thursday, where we've been ever since on BCFM. And, of course, we've reached out to other stations as well. And, we've got Glastonbury FM we broadcast on. We're on Base Radio down in South Bristol, Bradley Stoke Radio up in North Bristol, and PirateNationRadio.com.
I know, we should say a big thank you to them as well, because, I mean, they've all been sending us loads and loads of thank yous. It's been coming in on Twitter and Facebook, and we are live on BCFM and also on Pirate Nation Radio at the moment, which is great. So, but if they hadn't legalised it, do you think we would have been doing this in a more of a pirate fashion then?
Well, I mean, you were involved in Mancast, which is one of the precursors to us, which was internet radio. So we'd be doing something on the internet, but it's important to be on FM as well, I think, because there's lots of people that don't listen to internet radio. So to get the audience that we've got, you know.
And did you think in 5 years' time we would be celebrating it in a nightclub, having two shows and on five stations?
No, I never thought that. But I've got to say, you know, I just came up with the idea and sort of like loads of people have brought it to fruition. So it is such a team effort. And everyone, you know, Natalie and Steph and Emma and Nathan and Niall and all the people, you know, that I've forgotten their names right now. They've, you know, that have been involved in this, the programme over the years. They've all been fantastic. So, yeah.
John, Mitch, Rose, etc. Yes. And can we also say as well, because our wonderful producer, Mary, very unfortunately is listening at home at the moment with a very bad back, but we hope you get well soon, and that we are really missing you, but don't worry, we will party on your behalf, I'm sure. So now the next guy I'm going to talk to, the first time I ever spoke to him, I think was on a drive time before us, wasn't it? And he was a cheeky chap who used to entertain the masses between, I think, was it 5 and 7? He is now our BCFM station manager, and I'm very pleased to say welcome to our birthday to Mr. Pat Hart.
Thanks very much indeed, guys, and I know Mary's listening at home, so get well soon, Mary. I hope your back's good. Do you know what, I feel like a proud dad. I know this sounds really strange as a station manager, but so proud. 5 years, you know, fifth birthday, so many people here already, and the night's still young, and I'm here to celebrate with you guys. I'm kind of, can I be an honorary shout out member tonight, please?
I might even have a spare T-shirt you can borrow for the night. So, I mean, BCFM's remit, obviously, is to cover a wide variety of things, and we're part of that variety. But BCFM itself has grown a lot in the 5 years we've been involved, hasn't it?
Absolutely. It's grown massively, and I think that's been good for Shout Out. It's been good for all the different kind of genres of programmes. But the one thing about Shout Out, it's been, in a funny kind of way, it's been the envy of lots of other shows. You come here on Thursday, you go to BCFM, you see so many committed volunteers, you see so much organisation. And then, of course, when we get to July every year, we see Pride, and what an amazing outside broadcast that is as well. So Shout Out, really, though it's an hour a week, has had a massive influence on our whole output, as you have, Andy, and so many of the presenters as well across the schedule. So for me, it's really just to say to every single person involved in producing Shout Out, every person that's listened, whether you've listened secretly or you've listened publicly, Shout Out is an amazing show. BCFM are proud of it, and I know that so many other people across the city and elsewhere who are taking the show are proud of it as well, because nobody else has done it, and you guys do it every single week. So me, as I said, I'm like a proud dad, I really am.
Cool, well listen, here's one of the 5 years anyway. Right, I believe it's a certain time, am I right? Right, you need some names, don't you? Let us run and get you some names.
Ruby, get
there's
some
names. Okay, Natalie, what we got? How many are we after? What prizes are we getting?
We're after two people, and the prizes are from the Palace, a round of drinks for you and up to four friends. And from the wonderful Queen Shilling, where we're based, free entry for you and up to four friends, plus a free bottle of bubbly. Who have we got?
So, for the first name, we've got Andy Bowles. Andy!
Andy Bowles! Where are you? Wave at us, please.
Andy Bowles. Over there.
What are you... There you go. Take a prize.
Andy? Andy Bowles, that's you. Where'd you come from, love?
Bristol.
Okay, would you like to see what you've won today? So, we have won a free round of drinks for you and up to four other friends.
And one more for you.
Lovely.
Who's the second one?
Second one we've got is Scott O.
Scott O.
Where do you come from, Scott?
I come from Tottenham.
Tottenham. And would you like to know what you've won? You've won free entry for you and up to four friends, plus a free bottle of bubbly for you to share. So, congratulations! All right.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I am very pleased to say that a very good friend of this show, it's lovely actually to have you back. I don't think I've seen you since we did Breakout all those years ago, ever.
That's the only time I come out, Andy, to come and do Breakout for you, love.
Listen, it's lovely to have you here on our fifth birthday, because we're big fans of yours. What are you going to perform for us tonight?
Well, it's got to be the RAC song.
Oh, you know how much I love the RAC.
Yeah, I know you love that one.
Ladies and gentlemen, give her a round of applause, Lucy Ray.
Thank you. Well, this is a song I wrote before David Cameron allowed us to get married. Did he ask us if we wanted to get married? No, but we can. This I wrote before you could do that. Just remember those times. My girlfriend and I got married, and no one noticed except the RAC. My mother says it's Sunday, are you coming up for tea? I said no, I'm decorating, 'cause she's moving in with me. Symbolised by our joint membership of the RAC. I write to tell the council tax, there's two of us here now. I use the word my partner to drop a hint somehow. So when they ask me what's his name, I say no, it's Miss, it's she. And I didn't have this trouble when I joined the RAC. RAC, the RAC. RAC, the RAC. We went to see her mum and dad and gave them lots of grief, 'cause they didn't have our photograph upon the mantelpiece. I said, what is your problem recognising her and me? 'Cause I tell you it was good enough for the RAC. RAC, the RAC. RAC, the RAC. Weddings can be wonderful, apparently stressful and expensive, and the band will be late, I guarantee. Why go to all this trouble when all you really need is to take out a joint membership of the RAC. RAC, the RAC, 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 the RAC. So, friends, Romans, lesbians, take a tip from me. If your relationship goes unvalidated in society, if you need some confirmation, all you really need, just pick up the phone and take out a joint membership of the RAC. RAC, the RAC. All together now. RAC, the RAC. Funny! RAC. Much.
Ladies and gentlemen, the wonderful Lucy Ray. Thank you so much, Lucy. Now, how many of you remember this? The Voice. Well, you might remember back in, oh gosh, when was it we started? Was it November?
The show?
What was it, January? I can't remember when it was. It was early, wasn't it?
Started in looking in like January, February, and then the show took place in March.
And for those of you who don't know, by the way, it's Freddie Williams who won it. Let's have a little recap of that winning moment, shall we?
The final performance of Cue the Voice 2014. I give you Fred Stone.
The Voice. My lonely days are over.
you the voice. 2014 by two votes is Freddie Williams.
And that was March 2014, right here, right in that spot with Mr. Mina. I was in that corner and picked you and put you through as the semi-finalist, I believe, didn't I? Did you actually think at that point you were going to win?
No. No. It was because, obviously, the Mr. Mina at the time, she said, you know, it was only a certain amount of votes between the winners. And then I was like, oh, what's going on? It's crazy. So I didn't have a clue. But I was so thankful for everyone that voted.
And singing career still going on, I believe?
Pardon, sorry, say that again.
Are you still singing songs, making songs in the studio, doing stuff?
No, I'm not. No, I've decided to take a break because I'm doing my degree at the moment. So.
Oh well, perfect excuse though. So now listen, I know you're going to sing for us in a minute, but I believe there's a certain thing got to happen first. So, Natalie, what we got this time?
We've got four prizes.
Four?
Oh, right. Yeah, so we cool. need four wonderful
four names.
Winners.
Right, what are the prizes?
We've got three prizes of a three-course roast dinner and any Sunday at the retreat.
Oh, fab, their roast dinners are lovely.
And we've got a fourth prize, which is
a chin-chin,
yeah, wine and dines weekend brunch and Sunday drink roast. And it's an afternoon tea for two.
Wow. Cool. Okay. Off you go then.
So, we are looking for Dave. Is it Ham?
That does look like...
Oh, I don't know.
Should we read the numbers out instead? You hold that one. There we go. If you've got... Oh, is it? Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah. You're confusing me now. 256 to 260. Who's got 256 to 260? Dave.
Don't admit it like that. Hello, darling.
Give him a round of applause.
Where do you come from?
I'm a Bristol girl.
You're a Bristol born and bred. Would you like to know what you've won? Would you like to read it out for everyone? All right, then I'll read it out. You've won a free three-course dinner at any Sunday for you and one companion at the retreat. All right?
I believe we've got another two of those as well. Who else are we looking for then, my love? It's my lovely husband's writing, isn't it? I can't read that at all. 226 to 230. 226 to 230? Does that say... What on earth does that say? Tell us what your name is.
Sorry?
What's your name?
Michelle.
That does actually
Michelle.
Look like Michelle,
it
now you've said
Michelle,
that, doesn't
sorry.
It? Congratulations, Michelle.
Where are you from?
I live on a boat in Frampton-on-Severn.
Ooh. Oh, very nice.
Darling, you have also won a free three-course dinner for you any Sunday and a companion as well, all right?
do you need a hammer these, though? Are you just...
That's
easier to read, isn't it? Konstantinos.
Konstantinos?
326 to 330. Now he'll tell you how you say his name.
Hello, darling. You have also won a three-course meal for two at the retreat, and you're in someone. Where have you come from?
Well, I live in Bristol, but I'm from Greece.
That explains the name.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And one more, I believe.
One more. We have numbers 291 to 295. Yes.
Ooh.
Ooh, we have a winner.
Oh.
Hello, what's your name, darling?
My name's Michelle.
Michelle, and where do you come from?
Well, originally I'm from Bournemouth, but I live in Bristol.
Ah, so we got everyone from all over the country, and you've gift vouch. It's from Chin Chin.
So then, without further ado, Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, the winner of Cue the Voice last year, the one and only Freddie Williams.
Cue
days are over.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Freddie Williams. Now, I'm gonna make Sing Out join me with this next one, because it was this chap's birthday yesterday. So, will you join me? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Freddie. Happy birthday to you. Congratulations, mate. Would well, you do me a favour? Can you sing one more?
Sure. Yeah? Yeah. This is Valerie, so join in if... Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the wall. Think of all things, what you're doing. In my head, I paint a picture. Well, since you come on home and my body's been a mess, and I miss your ginger hair and the way you like to dress, you come on over. Your house on up for sale. Did you get a good lawyer? Did you have to catch a 10? Did you find the right man who fixed it for you? Are you shopping anywhere? Change the color of your hair. Are you busy? Did you have to pay the fine that you were dodging all the time? Are you still dizzy? Yeah. Well, since I come on home and my body's been a mess, I miss your gentle hand, the way you like to hang. Won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over? Shout out. Yeah. Shout out.
sail, I look across the water, and I think of all things, what you do in my head, I paint pictures. But since you come on home and my body's been a mess, I miss your ginger hair and the way you like to dress it. Won't you come on over, stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie, yeah. Valerie, oh, Valerie, Valerie. So come on, come on, come on, Valerie. Valerie, so no, Valerie, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Freddie Williams.
This is Matt Albert.
And this is Aaron Curry.
Happy fifth birthday shout-out.
Shout-out.
LGBT radio for you.
Listening to the Shout Out 5th Birthday live on BCFM 93.2 and Pirate Nation Radio. Do stay with us. We've still got lots more prizes to come, and Sing Out are going to be performing as well, aren't they?
Excellent. But for now, I think we're doing
it. Is it that time?
I think so.
Is it?
Yeah.
So that must mean, Natalie,
hello.
How many people are we looking for?
We are looking for 7 people.
7?
Yes, we've got 2 wonderful prizes, courtesy of Bristol Pride, of day tickets.
Day tickets to Pride.
Day tickets to Pride, and courtesy of ourselves.
Shout out.
We've got 5 Amazon vouchers.
Worth £5 each.
They were worth £5. I've substituted them for £1 ones.
Right, so my love, you're after 7. Do you want a hand with the names again? Do you want me to hold it?
Yeah, you can read them out. If
right.
you can hold it, then I can
okay.
Have a look.
Let's see what that says.
Freddie Williams. Where's he gone?
Where's Freddie?
Freddie's left the building.
Here's
Come
Freddie.
Back up here.
Give him a round of applause.
Oh, we don't need proof, darling. We can. It's got your name on the back, so congratulations.
What a nice birthday present, eh? Right, do you want your next one?
Next one, Petra. Petra, here we are, darling. Where do you come from?
Bristol.
Bristol, oh, we're loving the Bristol tonight. So you've won a Bristol Pride Festival Day Supporter ticket. Woo! Come on.
That says Esberg. Esberg.
Esberg.
He's here, I've seen him. Where is he? Where is he? There he is, over there.
Esberg.
Congratulations.
Esberg. All right, where do you come from?
Bristol.
They're all saying Bristol.
We're all from Bristol.
Isn't it? We're all in Bristol. Which bit of Bristol?
All right.
So. Which bit of Bristol are you from?
Just outside.
Just outside. Not quite Bristol.
North by Northwest.
Very cryptic. All right, okay. Next one. Can you read that?
Lou W. Ticket 311 to 315.
Here she comes.
Ah. Hello, darling. Right. Where do you come from?
Bristol.
You're going to have to come up with a different different question. What else can you ask? Are you drunk yet? No, you can't ask that. No. Right, okay.
Next
Joe
one.
Wright,
Joe
I think
Wright.
That is.
Joe Wright. Joe.
Streamless Joe, where are you?
Come on, Joe, pay attention.
All right, Danny, are you drunk yet?
Sorry?
Are you drunk yet?
No.
Well, here you go.
Congratulations, that's £5 Amazon voucher.
I'm loving that.
Okay, next one.
Spencer C. Spencer.
Oh, complete with a balloon on the back as well. You are at the birthday mood, aren't you?
All right. Hello, here is your prize. How are you today?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm gorgeous, darling. Fabulous.
And finally, God, just really didn't win a Pride day pass, really, isn't it?
Darren.
Congratulations, Darren. That would have been really funny if we were giving you a day pass to Pride then, wouldn't it?
All right. Here you go, darling. How are you today?
Oh, I'm very good. I got some Amazon vouchers. It's great.
Listen, I will come talk to you in a little bit about Pride, but before we do, I'm going to get this lot to have a little bit of a sing. So, are we nearly ready for them? Right, where is she? Hello, my love. Tell me your name.
Eddie.
You're Eddie. Now, are you a co-chair? Is that right?
Yes, I am.
Tell us a little bit about Sing Out, because obviously I know a hell of a lot about you, but how many of you are there? How long has it been going? That kind of thing.
There's about 130 in the choir now. And, yeah, we're just a local community choir for LGBT in Bristol.
Cool, and just had a concert, I believe, that was quite a flyaway success, shall we say.
Yeah, it was a really great concert. We did Around the World with 80 Gays, singing songs from different countries and taking the audience on a journey with us.
Cool, and what have we got coming up? I'm assuming, are we seeing you at Pride again this year, or have you got another concert coming up, or what's on the plan?
Yes, we're opening Pride again this year. And we've got lots of various things going on. We've got a few weddings coming up, and we're singing at a book review. And we're going off to Brighton next weekend for the local UK and Ireland various voices.
Oh, very good. It's in Brighton this year. I didn't realise that. Cool. Now, usual question. If people are hearing you singing and think, oh, I quite like to get involved with a choir, what do they do?
Well, they come along to one of the new members' nights. We have them at various points throughout the year. Just go and have a look on our website to see when the next one is and come along.
Cool. And singoutbristol.com, correct me if I'm wrong. Is that right?
That's right, yes.
Cool. Now, I will let Ronan take over now, the wonderful musical director that is, and I will step out of the way and say, ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the wonderful Sing Out Bristol.
Music loud and women walk, the streets are right.
Ladies and gentlemen, sing out Bristol!
The title.
It's by Sash, that one.
Oh, thanks for that.
Yeah, lovely song, that one.
Cheers.
A little bit old, that one, actually, but then I'm old, so... you are listening to the shout-out... fifth birthday. I was going to say Pride birthday. Though. It's not Pride's birthday, is it? Not for a few months yet. So, the wonderful Darren Carter is here with me. Hello, mate. Welcome to our birthday.
Good evening. Yeah, good evening.
Now, it's what are we? How many weeks? Six? Five?
4 weeks. It's a month today, actually.
Oh, good Lord. So it is, isn't it? Obviously, we're going to be there broadcasting, which, firstly, thank you for letting us do it. It's really great fun. We're really looking forward to it. The Shilling very kindly are giving us all the money from the door to pay for the transmitter so we can actually do that, which we have to say a big thank you to the Shilling for. Am I allowed to ask? Firstly, I want to ask you about this new Zoo Pride thing, and then I want to ask you about what's happening on the day. But very quickly, what is Zoo Pride?
So we're collaborating with Bristol Zoo to take Pride and the community up to the zoo for one night only. Doing a bit of an evening takeover. We're doing a bit of getting the LGBT community into the mainstream, so we're making sure that the people that usually go to the zoo know about Pride and know about us and know about the gay community in Bristol. And then we're doing a bit of work on making sure people know about the conservation work that the zoo does. So there's a bit of a message behind it, but mostly it's going to be lots of fun, lots of entertainment. The Short and Girlies are going to be there. Wildflowers are going to be there doing live music. We'll have roaming performances.
Big question though, can you still see the animals? Because it's in the evening, isn't it?
Yeah, there'll be animals there, obviously. They'll be around to see. And they actually become more lively at night, so they're going to be around and some of the...
Oh, is that where they normally think that all the humans are sodded off and they go to bed? They come out and party kind of thing then?
There's no screaming kids there, so they're happy to come out, yeah.
And did I see right, style and disco? I am right, that's the kind where you wear headphones and dance, is that right?
Yeah, so obviously we're being very respectful to the animals and we're not going to have any loud music there, so the disco is going to be a silent disco. So headphones on, you can wander around, you can boogie away. Yeah, it's going to be great.
So if you're the type that normally sings or shouts along to dancing, you might not want to come to that one. So now, tell us, if we're literally a month away, I'm guessing all the plans are done and everything, and it's not just a week, it's even more this year, isn't it? Am I correct in saying there's a screening of a certain film on the Friday?
There is a screening of a certain film on the Friday, and if people want to go on our website, they'll get a big clue as to what that is. But we are calling the night A Midsummer Night's Time Warp. So make of that what you will, but we are...
Oh, big clue in that one, there is, isn't there? So what about the day? Usual, we're kicking off with a parade. Where's the parade going from?
Yep, so we've actually been working really hard. So we do stuff behind the scenes. So over the year, we've been making the parade route longer. So the parade is actually going to start in Queen Square at 11, and we're going up Baldwin Street. We're going to go all the way around the horse fair, into Cabot Circus, up into Castle Park that way. So it's going to be fantastic. We had 4,000 people on the parade last year, so we want to up that number. And we just want everyone to come along and make a really visible stand for equality, not just here in Bristol, not just here in the UK, but around the world.
Cool. Well, listen, it's a month away. I'm sure you're really busy, but we will see you on the day, and I'm sure we'll talk to you on the day as well. And if you're listening, make sure you tune in on your way down, on your way back. You can't miss the out. It'll be great. Thank you ever so much. Enjoy the rest of the evening, and I'm sure we'll catch up with you a bit later on.
Ooh, happy birthday!
Oh, team, what a party!
Exactly.
Superb.
Are we all still in party? But this is where we get to party, really, isn't it?
We've only just started.
Yeah, it's nearly 2 o'clock, actually, isn't it? So I'm happy.
You don't get this many people in the studio.
No, I know. And it's again, it's that age-old kind of... It's a bit like when we do Pride, isn't it? It's, we're so used to being in the studio where you don't see people, and then all of a sudden we've got like 60, 70 people here, haven't we? Perhaps even more than that, I'm not 100% sure. But
I don't know, I've not counted.
So, and are we looking forward to Pride?
Of course.
Because carry on celebrating tonight, but the next big one's Pride, isn't it? So... But anyway, that is it from us. Turn over now to Pirate Nation Radio if you want to keep listening, because we're going to kick off the party next with Handbags and High Heels. But for myself and the rest of the Shoutout team, a huge thank you to our sponsors, The Palace, Chin Chin, Pride, The Retreat, and of course Queen Shilling, our wonderful performers Lucy Ray, Freddie Williams, Sing Out Bristol, and of course the lovely Ruby Rawbone. Also to the stations that carry our show, GFM, BSR, Bass and Pirate Nation Radio, as well as our lovely home app, BCFM. Plus, of course, we couldn't do it without you listeners. Wonderful 5 years. Here's to another 5 years. From myself, the rest of the team, and everyone here in the Shilling, say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.